I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. The fall hunting seasons are upon us, and we'll talk in a moment about the changes in the 2014 regulations in West Virginia. Things you need to be aware of right after this. Every year, the season dates and bag limits are set by the Natural Resources Commission, and invariably, there will be some changes. But this year, there are not that many. Chris Ryan is biologist with the West Virginia DNR.
Really, we have very few changes this year in fall hunting seasons. Basically, we have a limited bear season in the mountain counties. Again, of course, we have a limited antlerless season in some of the counties. All the public lands in those counties have an antlerless season. Will be open from November the 24th through December the 6th. December 18th through the 20th, and December 29th through the 31st. So that's a change. It'll actually be open on opening day.
The opening day, opening of bear and buck season together is a management tool for DNR.
In the counties that are open, where the bear season is open during the buck gun season, those counties are really above their management objective. So it's a different way to harvest additional bears, and that's the next step within our black bear management plan, is to harvest those additional bears and give those hunters during the buck gun season an opportunity to do that.
Now, they started doing that about a dozen years ago in four counties of southern West Virginia, and as time has passed, bear numbers have increased in other parts of the state as well. Ryan says it's been a very popular addition to the state's hunting opportunities.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's been extremely popular. I mean, last year was the first year where we had the actual limited opportunities. So, you know, the word's gotten out a lot more. So as the time passes, I think it'll be more popular if those counties can stay in that season. Of course, we evaluate that data each year and make those recommendations to the Natural Resources Commission. So as long as those counties stay in, I think that'll be definitely a popular season. We have a lot of requests for those limited permits.
Season dates for deer hunting, particularly antlerless deer, vary greatly year to year depending on where you plan to hunt. Those often change year in and year out, so you're advised to check your regulations for the area you're hunting this fall.
The season will be open on the public and private land on November 24th through the 6th. So, and of course, you got your different bag limits by different counties. So hunters need to really check out the 2014-15 hunting regulations to see those bag limits in each of those counties.
Fall turkey season is pretty much the same depending on what county you plan to hunt in. Again, check those regulations carefully. And finally, five more counties will have Sunday hunting this fall. Voters in Braxton, Webster, Wirt, Nicholas, and Calhoun County all approved the measure back in May, and two more counties, Roan and Webster, will have it on the ballot on November 4th. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.